We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Freedom from Addiction segment. And, you know, again, the tagline that I have to, it's very hard for me to remember. And it's such a great tagline, but I'm soon going to put it into my brain and ingrain it in my brain. Truth below the surface, just below the surface, is an unbelievable tagline, because this man is really putting himself out there. He is really trying to fight the fight that's needed today. And I'm telling you, certain other topics, I'm in the middle. But for this topic here, when you have professionals, the science involved in this, and there is a fight because we have made this coronavirus a political fight to get a president out of office that ultimately, in a lot of ways, it's a becoming a conspiracy to get him off, either if you're a Republican or Democrat, just because of the control he's gaining in this country with his followers. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And congratulations on the real push towards this new format of your program. I know you're going to interview other people on another program. I'm going to tell you to start two podcasts as a branding and social media and marketing expert, because this show is kicking butt. And Freedom from Addiction might have to have a name change at one point in time, Wynn.
Okay, well, we can think about that in the future. Let's get to telling the people what's important today.
All right, so what's important today is you have other news regarding this hydroxychloroquine. And so tell us.
So what I'm going to tell you about is in the United States District Court for the Western District of Michigan, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has sued the Food and Drug Administration, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, the Department of Health and Human Services, and its Secretary, Alex Azar, to get relief on this hydroxychloroquine issue. So I'm going to break this down into three segments so that you don't have to stay online a real, real long time. And we'll do it every couple of days until you understand what the lawsuit is about. And hopefully we will get some relief from the courts.
All right. So this is segment one today. All right. Let's kind of go into it. Okay.
Okay. Here's the complaint. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, also referred to as AAPS or plaintiff, seeks declaratory and injunctive relief against the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and two of its constituent agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, B-A-R-D-A, and their respective lead officers, now collectively as the defendant. The nature of the action is that AAPS brings this action on behalf of its members and their patients to end the irrational interference by the FDA with timely access to hydroxychloroquine, which I will call HCQ from this point on,
okay,
which has been donated in large quantities to the federal government for prompt distribution. Specifically, AAPS seeks injunction against the FDA's emergency use authorization dated March 28th, and we're going to call that EUA, which prohibits use of the donated HCQ except for already hospitalized patients and when clinical trials are unavailable. The next point. Though a biased, unlawful process described in greater detail below, FDA officials from prior administrations acted contrary to the wishes of President Donald Trump by arbitrarily limiting the use of HCQ from the Strategic National Stockpile, to prescribe to adolescents and adult patients hospitalized with COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible. Specifically, a Barack Obama appointed official who is outspokenly critical of President Trump, that being Rick Bright, personally opposed making HCQ widely available to the public from the federal stockpile and distorted the agency process to arbitrarily and unjustifiably limit access by patients to the HCQ received as donations by the federal government for the purpose of making it available promptly to the public. HCQ has been approved as safe by the FDA for 65 years and is safer than numerous medications that are available over the counter without requiring a prescription, including antidepressants such as St. John's wort, sleeping pills like Benadryl, bronchodilators like ephedrine, and many pain medications, including ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and even aspirin. HCQ is not addictive in any way. Now, President Donald Trump himself has repeatedly praised HCQ, and he announced on May 18th that on his own initiative and with his physician's advice and prescription, took a full regimen of HCQ himself as prophylaxis against COVID-19, as other world leaders have reportedly been doing. The arbitrary, irrational, and unjustifiable interference by the defendants with the use of HCQ as a prophylactic interference with the political process by which the United States selects its president, national political conventions. For nearly two centuries, thousands of delegates attend a national political convention together to nominate their candidate for president and to present their slate to the American public. Continued irrational interference by the defendants with a safe prophylactics for COVID-19 has the effect of infringing on the right of the people to hold national political conventions, which have been an essential part of our presidential elections since at least 1832. Efforts to persuade the FDA to remove its irrational limitations of hospitalization and non-availability of a clinical trial have been unsuccessful, and petitioning the FDA amid the conflict of interest among its officials would be futile on this issue. These arbitrary, irrational, and unjustifiable limitations by the FDA with its EUA prevents the use of HCQ as a prophylactic in nursing homes and when in the best interest of non-hospitalized patients. HCQ, like most medications, loses its efficacy over time, particularly at warmer temperatures, which are occurring now as the summer approaches. Much of the HCQ doses in the national stockpile will be discarded for their loss of efficiency if the FDA restrictions on its use are not promptly lifted. There will be irreparable immediate harm to the AAPS members and their patients if the arbitrary, irrational, and unjustifiable restrictions by the FDA on the use of HCQ from the national stockpile are not enjoined and declared invalid immediately. Now I'm going to go on to constitutional and statutory background. In point 25, in enacting the FFDCA, Congress was clear that the FFDCA does not define the practice of medicine and is not intended as a medical practice act and would not interfere with the practice of the healing arts. The FDA has expressly recognized the freedom that healthcare professionals possess to use and prescribe drugs off-label. Once a drug product has been approved for marketing, a physician may prescribe it for uses or in treatment regimens of patient populations that are not included in the approved labeling. Healthcare professionals may lawfully prescribe or use an FDA-approved drug both for any uses suggested in the labeling itself and in ways that are not prescribed, recommended, or suggested by the FDA-approved labeling. So off-label use of this prescription drug accounts for roughly 20% of all prescriptions, and in some medical specialties, it accounts for a majority of prescriptions. Many off-label uses have become standard of medical care. For generic medications such as HCQ, on which any patient rights have long expired, patent rights have long since expired, there is no financial incentive for any entity to fund expensive studies to seek approval by the FDA for off-label uses, and such approval is not customarily sought or granted. The Secretary of HHS can authorize the emergency use of either or both unapproved medical products and or unapproved uses of approved medical products upon recognizing or declaring an emergency. In such an emergency, the statutory criteria for granting an emergency use application are that the Secretary of HHS concludes that an agent referred to in a declaration under subsection B can cause a serious or life-threatening disease or condition, and two, that based on the totality of scientific evidence available to the Secretary, including data from adequate and well-controlled clinical trials, if available, it's reasonable to believe that the product may be effective in diagnosing, treating, or preventing such a disease or condition. A serious or life-threatening disease or condition caused by a product authorized under this section, approved or declared for diagnosing, treating, or preventing such a disease or condition caused by such agent, and the known and potential benefit of the product, which used to diagnose, prevent, or treat such disease or condition outweighs the known potential risk of the product, taking into consideration the material threat posed by the agent identified in the declaration, and that there is no adequate, approved, or available alternative to the product for diagnosing, preventing, or treating the disease or condition. In the case of determining the described incident in subsection, and then it gives that, the request for emergency use is made by the Secretary of Defense, and that such other criteria by the Secretary may be by regulation prescribed. Okay, so it goes on to say that the Affordable Act prohibits, does not allow, discrimination in health programs and activities by not only recipients of federal funds, but also federal agencies. An individual shall not, on the ground prohibited under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Age Discrimination Act of 1975, or the section of 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any health program or activity, any part of which is receiving federal financial assistance, including credit, subsidies, or contracts of insurance, or under any program or activity that is administered by an executive agency entitled, established under this title. So the defendants, the HHS, the FDA, and BARDA, are the executive agencies within the meaning of this section of the Affordable Care Act. And the Strategic National Stockpile is a health program or activity within the meaning of the section. So as relative here, the judicial review provisions of the APA prescribe agency action that is arbitrary, capricious, or an abuse of discretion, or otherwise not in accordance with the law. The APA further bars agency action that is in excess of statutory jurisdiction, authority, or limitation, and directs courts to uphold and set aside agency action findings and conclusions found to be contrary to the constitutional right, power of privilege, or immunity. So that's where we're going to stop, and it gets better, much better.
Okay, all right. So we'll look forward to our next segment on the freedom from addiction, or as I will quote it again, trust just below the surface. And, you know, everyone could check you out again on Libsyn. As again, we're simulcasting the podcast, Freedom from Addiction podcast, that's available on Libsyn and all different places, and also the Neil Haley Show. And you can go to RevWynHendersonMD.com for more information. And I appreciate you coming by again.
Neil, let me say the exact address that they or their family or anybody that they know can go to hear this directly. And that's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn. L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N.com. Have no spaces, no capitalization. It will take you right to this segment. And you need to be an activist here, because 1,000 patients a day, 1,000 Americans are dying every day, and they don't need to. If the court rules against the defendants, it will be perfectly just, legal, and okay for doctors all over the country to start prescribing these medications, which will keep people out of the hospital, off respirators, and away from death.
All right. Well, appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.